Welcome to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I'm estate planning attorney Richard Chamberlain, and in this podcast, I'm going to guide you through important estate planning topics so you can make sure that your estate plan will protect those you love and preserve what you have. I'm glad you're here, so let's get started. Hi, this is Richard Chamberlain. Welcome back to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. This is episode number 65. Today, we're going to be starting a series on the benefits of having a living trust. We're going to spend about 5 weeks on this one, looking at the five major benefits of why people do trusts. So I encourage you to stick with us through this, and I think you'll learn a lot about why trusts are so beneficial and why so many people are doing them. From the beginning of our podcast, we've been talking about the basic building blocks of estate planning: wills, trusts, probate. So when we start talking about the benefits of having a trust, it's going to be important to know, to have a good understanding of those basic building blocks. One of the things that we talked about back in episode 4 was why you want to avoid probate. If you haven't heard that episode, I'd encourage you to go back and listen to that. There's a lot of details in there about why probate is something to be avoided, the issues associated with probate. We're going to be getting into some of those today. Also, in episode number 7, we talked about how a living trust avoids probate. One of the main reasons why people do living trusts is because they avoid probate. In this series, we're going to be talking specifically about some of the issues with probate and how living trusts solve those issues. So the first one that we're talking about today is privacy. People do living trusts because they value their privacy. They want their private information to be kept private. So if a person dies and their estate has to go through probate, probate is a public process. The information that goes into a probate file can be seen by anyone. They don't need to have any reason. They don't need to show any identification. They can just request the file. They can make copies of the file. That information includes the names and addresses of all the heirs and all the beneficiaries. It includes all the details on the assets that are in the probate estate, including account numbers, real estate addresses and legal descriptions, and all the values of those things. And then at the end of the estate, there's an accounting that shows who received what, who got how much, who received this asset, who got a check for this amount. All of that is out there for anyone to see. Probate is public. So when you have a living trust, if you have the living trust funded correctly, meaning all of the assets that would otherwise have to go through probate are owned in the living trust or are made payable to the living trust upon your death, then there is no need for a probate. So having a living trust keeps your private information private. So privacy is one of the big reasons why people want to have a living trust, to keep that information from being out there for really anybody to see. So as I said, over the next 5 weeks, we're going to be looking at five different reasons why people do trusts, the benefits of having trusts. Privacy is a big one. I hope you'll join us over the next 5 weeks and come back and listen to more reasons why. I hope that's helpful for you today. If you have questions about any of that and you want to talk to one of us here at Legacy Law Group, we're happy to do that for you. Our contact information is in the show notes. And we'll see you again next week. Thanks. So that's it for this episode of the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I hope you found our deep dive into the world of estate planning and estate administration to be helpful. For more information and tons of additional free resources, visit our website, chamberlain-law.net. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time.